Zoomer Radio Glass Tiger and Queen and David Bowie on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And of course, our friend and regular guest, Lauren O'Neill, senior news editor with Zoomer Media's blog TO. Welcome, welcome, Lauren. You know it's Monday because Lauren is with us.
Woohoo! Good morning, sisters.
We all need a little woohoo this morning, especially if we overdid it on the weekend. Did you do anything special?
I did. I did perhaps overdo it a little bit on all of the delicious food along Dundas Street for the Due West Fest. It was great. It was Dundas Street was closed down from Ossington to Lansdowne, and I'm not sure if either of you ladies got a chance to go check it out, but it was great. Lots of live music and drinks and food. So yeah, I hit that up on Saturday and then kind of spent yesterday chilling out, getting some errands done, you know, typical grown-up life stuff. But it was a great weekend. Beautiful weather.
Isn't that true? Let's talk about, there are a bunch of really great stories on Blog TO. I wanted to talk to you about the Toronto beaches, because now they're officially open. I mean, you know, you go to the beach anytime. You just don't get lifeguards and you don't get to use the bathroom. But now you get both. And also we're getting some super clean ratings too.
Yes. So Toronto beaches are now open just as of this weekend, starting on June the 4th. So whichever day we are in the calendar now, that was Saturday. Sorry. Beaches opened across the city. They're going to be staffed with lifeguards now from 10:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. every day. So it's nice you can go to the beach safely and know that you're protected and watched over. And it's also really nice to know that we have some of the cleanest beaches in the world. Our water quality in Toronto is consistently, you know, ranking pretty well in the Blue Flags program for clean beaches. And this year we've got some of the cleanest beaches in the world again, just thanks to our beautiful Great Lakes and how clean they tend to be. I mean, relatively speaking, when there aren't any major issues with, you know, spills and I'm talking about like tractor trailer spills where manure gets into Lake Erie. That I grew up in that area, so that's what I'm always remembering when pig stuff gets into the water. But
right, Lake Huron as well near Sarnia, we all know it once upon a time was a bit of a disaster zone, and that's not an overreaction. So it is nice that we've brought our beaches back to high quality level. Now, On the opposite side of that, and I'm so glad you did a story on this, our City of Toronto garbage bins are grody. They are brutal. And you wrote about that.
Yes. So I'm sure everyone listening right now who has walked or jogged or driven by a City of Toronto trash bin over the last year or so has noticed that, like you said, they are grody. They are brutal. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse. So about 923 of the city's roughly 10,000 garbage bins are at this time completely gone or out of service, which means that they're missing parts. They've got the front plastic part completely blown off, or they're just completely overflowing, which we see a lot, you know, dog bags all over top of them, trash littered around. So there's now a motion at City Council for staff to better investigate kind of why this is happening, all of this visible damage and this widespread disrepair. So I guess they're going to investigate that now, yes, and hopefully figure out what's going on with this and what they can do better to faster replace these damaged bins and kind of clean up the city, because it's gotten pretty grody over the last little while.
You know what? It's an eyesore too, right? Because this is the first time in years that we've really openly welcomed tourists back, and we want everybody to come back and enjoy Toronto. And we sort of have a reputation for being really clean. I know friends who visit from, you know, out of the country, it's the first thing they say is, for a city the size of Toronto, it's so clean and tidy. So this is an eyesore.
Yeah, you're completely right. And I think if they were just emptied a little bit more frequently, I think that's kind of what the motion suggests as well. It might help a lot. But yeah, Toronto is such a clean city. It's a shame to see our garbage bins giving us a bit of a bad look there.
Lauren, before we let you go, tell us about your wickedly cool curve house that you wrote about on Blog TO.
Oh, yes, the Bezier Curve House. So this is an awesome very kind of famous house that was designed by architects based on math in Toronto's Lawrence Park neighborhood. And it just hit the market for $13 million about 2 years after it was completed. And you can check it out on BlogTO. It's really nice. It's another one of those stories that I just love to write because I get to look at all of these beautiful pictures of a house I could never afford. But
that's exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really cool. Yeah.
Well, we're taking a collection, so maybe we'll get you that money and you'll be able to own the house like that one day.
Ooh, 13 mil. Woohoo. Woohoo.
For the best and coolest and most unique Toronto stories, go to blogto.com. Lauren O'Neill is senior news editor at BlogTO and joins us every Monday and Friday. Have a great week and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.